welcome in to a special edition of Central Region Now, the exclusive podcast of HCS Media Network after a wild week five of high school football across the RVA. Hi, friends. Rob Witham here. And it was a wake-up call Friday night for several teams here in the Central Region. We will go through the scores, we will go through the top 10 with NBC 12, and we will talk about what's coming up tomorrow on Saturday as well as next week as we get to the halfway point for most teams in the 2014 season. But we have to begin tonight at Henrico High School. I've been covering Central Region football on the radio for 13 years now. And I've been following Central Region football since the 1970s. And I'm not sure that this isn't one of the top 10 upsets that I've seen in regular season play, not in postseason, but in regular season play. No one outside of the inner circle in Warrior Nation gave Henrico a chance to win tonight against the number 2 ranked Atlee Raiders, even though both teams were 3-0 going into the game. Very short memories will recall that Henrico went 3-0 to start their season last year, then they lost all 7 of their Capital District games. They finished 3-7, and people remembered that. They were not in our NBC 12 WHAN Radio Top 10 poll, even though they had pitched 3 shutouts in a row. They were against Caroline Deep Run and J.R. Tucker. Bad combined record. And for those of us who were voting in the poll, we were all kind of waiting for them to put up one against a very formidable opponent. And Mark Davis and I talked about on our pregame show tonight on WHAN Radio 102.9 FM. We talked about it. We said if Henrico ever had the chance to make the statement, tonight was the night. And boy, did they do it. Think about what happened tonight at Henrico High School. Number one, going into the fourth quarter, Henrico led Atlee 15-6. Atlee had scored their 6 points on 3 safeties. Now, I've been watching football for over 40 years, and I don't ever remember a game at any level that I've ever watched where a team scores their first 6 points with 3 consecutive safeties. The first time the score update came across on Twitter that Henrico was leading Atlee 7-4 in football, I about jumped out of my seat in the press box at Highland Springs and said, back-to-back safeties? Boy, that never happens. But when it came over that they had scored a third and the defense had cut the lead to 1, it was 7-6, but not because of a touchdown and a mixed extra point and not because of 2 field goals, but because of 3 safeties. I thought Twitter was going to break here in Central Virginia, to be honest with you. So then that died down, and the focus went, deservedly so, onto how long can Warrior Nation's defense keep Atlee out of the end zone? And bless their heart and credit to them. It was the fourth quarter before Atlee finally broke through. They made it a game. They came back. They scored with under 2 minutes to go. It was 22-20. They got 2 touchdowns late. They had a chance at the 2-point conversion that would have tied it up, and they failed. Onside kick failed. Henrico runs the clock out, and the celebration is still going on. I live about maybe 8 miles as the crow flies from Azalea Avenue, and I think they're still partying over there right now. The Warriors of Henrico are 4-0. Coach Glasgow, congratulations. You have the team of the week, and you will be vaulting into the NBC 12 WHAN Radio Top 10 poll next week. Of that, I have no doubt. What a fantastic performance tonight by the Henrico Warriors. 22-20 the final, and they move to 4-0 on the season. And the Atlee Raiders, who many people, myself included, thought was playing among the best of any school in the area, including number 1 LC Byrd, who struggled to get by Thomas Dale in the Battle of Chester. Atlee looked like, you know what, maybe this is a year that they finally make that statement and make it and go to that next level. You can forget about all that. And this just goes back to conversations I've had with head coach Roscoe Johnson of Atlee. And I want to make this unbelievably clear to you tonight here on Central Region Now. I am positive that the Atlee Raiders were not looking past Henrico tonight. And I know that because I know Roscoe Johnson. I know his staff. I know their work ethic. And I know what they do. I know that they take it one step at a time. Now, if there was anyone on that team that looked past Henrico and was looking further into the season, it's their fault. It's not the coach's fault. I can tell you that with complete certainty in my mind, and in my heart, and in my soul. I can also tell you that this week is going to be one of pounding and practicing over and over and over and over again for the Raiders to correct the mistakes and get ready to go to Hanover. Another road game, their fourth in five. They get 4 or 5 at home to wrap up the season. But now they got to come back and take on a Hanover team who, even though lost in our game of the week tonight, 20-0 to number 4 Highland Springs, their defense pitched a shutout against a very high-powered Springer's offense in the second half of that game. All of the scoring on our game of the week tonight was in the first half. It was 20-0 at the half. It was 20-0 final. We'll get to that game in a moment. So my point is this. The Atlee offense either will have to redeem themselves against a Hawk defense that, even though they lost tonight, will come in with some momentum with that second half. They're going to focus on what they did right in the second half tonight at Highland Springs and not what they did wrong in the first half. And they'll be ready because it's a rivalry match. And of course, Atlee at Hanover is our game of the week next Friday night at 6:30, exclusively on 102.9 FM, 1430 AM, and live online here at HCS Media Network. You can listen live at HanoverCountySports.net. You can also listen at HenricoCountySports.net and ChesterfieldCountySports.net if you'd like. But that's our game of the week, and the only way you can hear it next week, Atlee at Hanover, will be here with us, here, either on the network online or on WHAN Radio 102.9 FM. There's going to be a lot of people with a lot of stuff to prove. Atlee is going to want to bounce back and get the mojo back. Hanover is in the exact same position. And let me say, a wake-up call, oh, what a rough night for Hanover County. Not only is Atlee knocked off, not only does Hanover get shut out 20-0 against Highland Springs, Patrick Henry falls hard at Mills Godwin. They run away in the second half, 27-5, the victory there. And you know, that's another funny thing about high school football. 2 weeks ago, Lee Davis beat Godwin 14-9. Last week, Patrick Henry beats Lee Davis 17-14. Tonight, Godwin beats Patrick Henry by 22 points. And it was a pretty easy win by all stretches and counts of what happened. The Patriots struggled, especially in the second half. And then there's Lee Davis, who ran into a very mad Verina team who had lost 2 games in a row to top 10 teams by 7 points. And I told people before the game, and we talked about it, Mark Davis and I, on the pregame show, that nobody wants to run into a mad Verina team trying to rebound and get back going. And they went up 27-0 first quarter, and they won 48-14, and I was absolutely not surprised whatsoever. So Verina back to 2-2, and they are trying to make a case for the top 10 as well. We'll see what happens there. Let's go through the top 10 real quick. Get to the scores. I know you want to hear them all, so let's go through them. Top 10 first, then the rest of the scores, then we'll do some analysis, and then we'll look ahead to next week. But we've also got a couple of games tomorrow that are very important that we need to talk about too. All right, number 1, LC Byrd. They were 18-7 late first half. They pull away second half. They win 42-7 over Monacan. Monacan drops to 3-2 after the 3-0 start, losing to 2 of the best teams in the area back-to-back in Manchester, and now LC Byrd, who's 4-0. Byrd welcomes Lake Taylor, the 4A powerhouse from the beach. They come up I-64 next Friday night for a big 4-0 versus 4-0 matchup there in Chester. That'll be a great game, and it could be Byrd's last big test until Week 10 when they have to go to Manchester. Will it be 10-0, 9-0, 9-0 that night? I will tell you that off the record, my buddy Gary Hess from Sports Radio 910, he and I go back 15 years. We used to work together at 910 for many, many years. He on the air, me behind the scenes in commercial production. And so we've known each other for a long time. And so when we end up together at the same game of the week, as was the case tonight, Gary and Gary were there for Sports Radio 910. We were there for WHAN. We were talking, as we always do, prior to our separate broadcasts. And both of us feel that it's a very good possibility that unless the Cosby Titans have something to say about it, and they might, it could be Week 10, Manchester 9-0 hosting 9-0 LC Byrd, and that would be a titanic battle. But we learned tonight, didn't we, that we don't get ahead of ourselves, and we take it 1 week at a time. The Henrico Warriors proved that to us. So LC Byrd wins 42-7. They're 4-0. They're home to Lake Taylor next week. Number 2, Atlee, upset at Henrico, 22-20. Warriors, they are 4-0. They will undoubtedly vault into our top 10. How far, we'll find out on Tuesday. Number 3, Hermitage, at Thomas Jefferson tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock for the last scheduled game in a series that began in 1951. These two teams, even though they will be in the Colonial District again for the next 2 years, have opted to end their association and stop playing each other, which is now in the rules of the VHSL, trying again to not only in the postseason but in the regular season end the disparity, a 5A powerhouse versus a 3A team that has struggled for many years. There's really no reason for Hermitage and TJ to play each other any longer. It would be beneficial for Hermitage to pick up a 5A team and play them. It would be beneficial for Thomas Jefferson to find a 3A team in the region that they could play. And be with teams that you might see in the postseason rather than have one of those, you know, mismatches. And so they play one more time tomorrow, 3-0 versus 0-3. Number four on our game of the week, Highland Springs. They score all 20 in the first half. They keep the Hawks out of the end zone, even though they spent a good part of the game in Springer's territory. 20-0, number eight Hanover falls for the first time in 2014. Final score there. Number five, Manchester, all over Clover Hill on the road, 47-3. The Lancers at 5-0. They are on a roll. And I'll be honest with you, I'm looking ahead at the rest of their schedule and save their battle with Cosby. I'm not sure anybody is there on the schedule that might be able to knock them off. And you know, I know there's some of you out there thinking, now, Rob, just a second ago, you were talking about that, and then you pointed at Henrico. But I don't see a Henrico on their list, with the very possible exception. They do have to play James River the week before LC Bird, and they don't want to get caught looking ahead. But that game is also at Manchester. That's a big advantage. Manchester is off in 2 weeks. Then they get Cosby the 17th, George With. That won't be a problem. James River Halloween night at home, LC Bird November the 7th. By the way, next week, let's check the schedule real quick here. Manchester goes to Midlothian. They're winless on the season, so Manchester will likely go to 6-0. No offense to the Trojans, but reality is reality there. So number five, Manchester, looking ever bit as strong as the four teams ahead of them in our top 10 poll. Number six, Cosby Idle. Number seven, Thomas Dale. Big road win tonight, 54-14 over Hopewell. I mean, took care of business, took care of it very early, and now are looking like the Thomas Dale team that a lot of people thought that they would see early in the season, the team that struggled in their opener at Cosby that we had here live on HCS Media Network, losing 16-15. Not having Eric Finney at that game hurt them tremendously. I think that may have been a game changer for them, and now we'd be looking at Thomas Dale at 3-1 rather than 2-2, and maybe Cosby at 3-1 rather than 4-0 coming off their bye week this week. That's how close that game was, and of course we all know that they came inches away from winning the Battle of Chester back 3 weeks ago tonight. So number seven running away, Dinwiddie, huge win tonight over Colonial Heights. They go to 3-1, so they've got it back on all cylinders. Douglas Freeman got it back going tonight after the loss at Atlee last week. They shut out rival Deep Run in a West End showdown 28-0. And so the Rebels go to 3-1. Verina, the Blue Devils, they score 27 in the first 12 minutes, and they roll at Lee Davis 48-14. They're 2-2 now. Lee Davis falling to 1-3. We mentioned earlier about the Hanover County 0-4 mark tonight. Mills Godwin wins 27-5 at home over Patrick Henry. Eagles 2-2, Patriots 1-3. Meadowbrook finally gets their first win of the season 4 weeks after the final minute debacle at Hermitage. They finally get one on the win column. Congratulations to the Monarchs, and they're certainly not out of the 5A South playoff picture. They can go on a roll in their Central District schedule and still make the postseason. They have the talent to do it, especially Justin Miller at running back. Final 33-17 over Metoica, who falls to 1-3, and they are beginning to slip in the 5A race. You'll recall last year they missed it just as Lee Davis did by a small margin. Two homecomings in Henrico County were ruined tonight by the visitors. Armstrong comes to Glen Allen and knocks off the Jaguars 36-21. Congratulations to the Wildcats. They are 4-0. Think about this. There are three 4-0 teams in the Capital District: Highland Springs, Armstrong, and Henrico. Not Verina, not Hanover, not Atlee. It's Henrico, Armstrong, Highland Springs, all 4-0. Wildcats win 36-21. Congratulations to them. Jags fall to 1-3, as do the Tucker Tigers. They had homecoming tonight against John Marshall. They came in winless. They got their first win. Justice is 28, Tigers 14. Shootout down in Petersburg tonight. And Petersburg holds on. They got a big lead on Prince George. Prince George came all the way back, tied the game. Petersburg ends up winning 40-37, handing the Royals their first loss of the season. Petersburg squares it up at 2-2. James River, Quintrell Chung, not a problem. 44-0 over Midlothian. Trojans having a rough season. They're down to 0-5. James River improves to 2-3. Trying to keep within pace in the 6A playoff race. Same thing with Verina going to 2-2 tonight. Goochland with a big win tonight at home, 41-27 over Buckingham. New Kent with a big loss on the road. Grafton winning by 50, 62-12 the final there. Caroline in Conference 20 in 4A, a loss to John Champ. Final score there, 48-7. Also in 4A, Powhatan with a big win, 35-14 against Monticello. Congratulations to them. King William with their second loss of the season, falling at Washington and Lee. Final score there was 32-14. Essex rolling over Matthews tonight, 55-6. And then this afternoon, a big VISAA battle between Benedictine and St. Christopher's, and the Cadets get the win, 23-17, the final score. Big win for Scott Bracey and the rest of the Cadets as they try to keep pace with Woodbury Forest, with Liberty Christian Academy in Division I of the VISAA. Speaking of the VISAA, two big games tomorrow on the private school docket. Christchurch comes to Trinity Episcopal. It's a 2 p.m. kickoff there. We're going to be live at Collegiate at Grover Jones Field when the Collegiate Cougars take on Episcopal. And this is a very important game for Collegiate. You got to hold serve at home. You need to win to keep pace with Benedictine, to keep pace with Woodbury Forest, who you've got to play next week on the road. And so a lot at stake, even at this point of the season, for the Cougars. And that game tomorrow is at 1:30. It is a 1:15 airtime on WHAN. We don't have Randolph-Macon football tomorrow. They are idle this week. So we've got bonus high school football coverage tomorrow. Dick Harmon, Ethan Greenberg will be there for Episcopal at Collegiate on 102.9 FM and 1430 AM. WHAN, and that again is tomorrow or Saturday. If you're listening to this on Saturday, it's today at 1:15 in the afternoon. Cosby was idle this week. Amelia was idle this week. Okay, so let's look ahead before we wrap things up on this post-week 5 edition of Central Region Now. What does tonight mean in the big scheme of things as we look ahead to next week, the halfway point of the regular season? As by the end of next week, a few teams will have played 6 games. Most teams will have hit the 5-game mark in the 10-game regular season. Well, number one, you've got teams who are going to have to rebound. Most notably, our game of the week, when Atlee goes to Hanover, both of them will be coming off their first loss of the season. Hanover losing to Highland Springs, not a surprise. Highland Springs unbeaten, playing at home. So many great skilled players there. They didn't have Felton Davis tonight. He was held out due to a sore back. They want to have Felton healthy for the home stretch heading in toward the playoffs, and so they didn't feel like there was a reason to try him tonight, and they didn't need him tonight. Hanover missed Ryan Mallory, though. He was out with an injury. We got to keep an eye on Clayton Cheatham. He banged his hand throwing the football into the helmet of a Springer defender. He had ice on that hand late in the game. Marcus Bazala wrapped things up at quarterback for Hanover. Will Clayton be set for next Friday night? And, of course, what's the mindset of the Atlee Raiders going to be next Friday night? It could be anything from having a hard time getting over what happened tonight and still being in stun mode, or they could come out mad as a hornet. But you've got a Hawks defense tonight that really rallied in the second half, kept their team in the game, and shut out the Springers in the final 24 minutes. And really, Highland Springs didn't come close to scoring in the second half, save a touchdown called back for a penalty. And that was their own fault. They should have had that touchdown. That was the one big mistake Hanover's defense made in the second half, and the Springers bailed them out. So there's going to be so many unanswered questions that are going to only be answered when we get it on the field. Next Friday night, 6:30 p.m. airtime for the pregame show with NBC 12 on the sidelines preview with myself and Mark Davis. And, of course, the kick at 7 o'clock. 3-1 Atlee at 3-1 Hanover next Friday night on the game of the week. But some other interesting matchups next week. For example, back to private schools for a second. Collegiate goes for a Thursday game at Woodbury Forest. Woodbury Forest could be one of the favorites going into the playoffs in VISAA. That is going to be, it used to be Woodbury Forest. You went there, it was an easy win for Collegiate. Back in the Jake McGee days, the Russell Wilson days, not anymore. And that's next Thursday afternoon. We'll have it on WHAN 345 on October the 2nd. Next week on Friday night, Fork Union goes to St. Christopher's in the afternoon. That's a big private school battle. You've got Henrico now going to Lee Davis. The Confederates are reeling, and now they've got Henrico coming in on an almost an all-time high, probably the biggest win Henrico's had in 15 years, and they'll have to make sure they don't have a letdown next week on the road in Mechanicsville. Armstrong at 4-0. They're going to go to Verina. Verina got back, you know, going tonight with the big win, but Armstrong's going to give them their best shot, and that could end up being a very, very entertaining game and a very high-scoring game as well. That one is next week. Glen Allen, they won one. They've lost the rest of their games. They're 1-3. They got to go to Highland Springs, take on the Springers. Springers will look to go to 5-0. That'll be a tough task for the Jaguars. Mills Godwin, 2-2, but they got to go to rival Deep Run. Deep Run desperate for a win now, 0-4. It's been a rough last season and a half down in Twin Hickory, and that they would love nothing better than to knock off the Eagles and finally get their first win of the year next week. Thomas Jefferson after the game against Hermitage tomorrow. They go to J.R. Tucker next week. Tucker smarting after their loss to John Marshall at homecoming tonight. And then across the river, some interesting matchups. Colonial Heights, can they get it back going again after winning two, and then they lost one, and then they got just shellacked by Dinwiddie tonight? They go to Metoaka to take on the Warriors, who are going to look for a win to get to 2-3 at the halfway mark and try to stay pace in the very rugged 5A South playoff race. So that'll be a big one at 7 o'clock next Friday down near Ettrick. You've got Meadowbrook now got the win. They're 1-3. They know they've just about got to run the table in their Central District schedule if they want to make the 5A playoffs and have a decent seed. Well, to do that, they've got to go to Hopewell and take care of the Blue Devils, and the Blue Devils are now smarting after two losses, one on the road to Hanover, and now a 40-point blowout to Thomas Dale at home tonight. How will Hopewell and their young sophomore quarterback respond? That's next week. We already talked about the Lake Taylor LC Bird Showdown, one of the best programs down at the coast, coming up to take on the defending state 5A champions. LC Bird went down there and won last year. Will Lake Taylor return the favor this year, or will the Skyhawks go to 34 in a row and 5-0 on the season? Manchester goes to Midlothian. They will be prohibitively favored. Dinwiddie at Petersburg. That may not be a half-bad battle. With Petersburg having the win tonight against Prince George and putting up 40 points, the question will be, can their offense put up points against a better defense in Dinwiddie? George Wythe will go to Monacan. Monacan hopefully will be able to right their ship and improve to 4-1, 4-2, I should say, and that will help them in their 4A South playoff aspirations. Thomas Dale, they hope to keep it rolling and get to 3-2, but they got to go to Prince George, where the Royals are 3-0 at home this year. Their lone loss tonight on the road at Petersburg. Cosby back in action. They'll go to a Clover Hill team that'll be smarting after their 44-point loss at home to Manchester tonight. It doesn't get any easier with the Titans coming in. James River will look to get to 3-3 as they welcome in Huguenot. And Benedictine plays next Saturday, October the 4th, against Paul the 6th. And what we'll start doing on Central Region now, we hope to do it with our next edition, which we usually have editions of Central Region Now during fall sports season on Wednesday night and Friday night immediately following high school football coverage, is we're going to try to sit down and start looking at the VHSL rider points in football and try to give you an approximation of where we stand in the 4A, 5A, and 6A playoff races. So when we download our new podcast on Wednesday night, not only will we preview the next week, not only will we have the new top 10 from NBC 12 and WHAN Radio, but we are also going to start talking about where some teams are when it comes to rider points, playoff aspirations, and what teams need to do and what teams have wins that they must get if they want to get back into the playoff race. The teams that are 1-3 and 2-3 and even some that are 2-2. We'll start having that conversation next week. Of course, always on our Wednesday night podcast, we also do our teams of the week for volleyball and field hockey. We're going to be at the big Maymont cross country event Saturday morning. You might be listening to this podcast while we are there covering close to 100 different high school teams and other teams, both public and private, coming in for several races throughout the morning and early afternoon. over at Maymont Park. So there's always something to talk about, and we do it all the time, 24/7 on Twitter. Follow us at any of our three or all three of our Twitter feeds. And you say, well, why don't you just have one? Well, it's very simple. The reason why, we started with one in Hanover. We moved to Henrico. We added Chesterfield a little over a year ago, and it helps us have a more of a specific conversation and send information that's more of interest to the areas of which we cover. Not a lot of Chesterfield people may care about what happens with Hanover field hockey, such as people in Hanover may not care what happens with Monacan softball, for example. So we want to keep the conversation as local and germane as possible so that you'll stay with us and be with us on Twitter. So you can follow one or follow all three, depending upon what you're interested in, at Hanover Sports, at Henrico Sports, and at Seafield Sports. That's the letter C. Field Sports. All right, my friends, my thanks to Calvin Cecil at WHAN for getting us on the air tonight for our Game of the Week and doing so every week. My thanks to you for making Central Region Now such a popular podcast just a few weeks into our existence. We started about a month ago, and we're averaging hundreds of downloads already on every podcast, and we cannot thank you enough for following us on Twitter, for listening to our broadcast both on air, the radio, and online. The podcast here that you download, our Facebook pages, our Instagram, everything that we do, we appreciate. We cannot tell you enough how much we appreciate you, the fan, and it's our number one goal to serve you, the fan. We don't care about high numbers on Twitter. Yeah, we love to see new followers, but we're not caring about having the biggest following here or this, that, there. We are caring very simply about bringing you the best coverage that we possibly can. We love to hear your feedback. Send us a direct message on Twitter. Send us a tweet. If you don't follow us, you can still send us a tweet. You don't have to send a DM. Tell us what you'd like to see, what you'd like to hear, who you'd like to hear as a future guest on our podcast, because we will be having guests here as the near future approaches, and especially as we wind down football season. We want to hear from you. We want your responses. We want to know what you think. And we always appreciate you being with us here, not just on Central Region Now, but at everything we do at HCS Media Network. Wow, what a week five. What a Friday night. We'll all take a big breath. Enjoy the Saturday high school football action. Enjoy the NFL on Sunday, college football on Saturday as well. And on Wednesday night, we'll post up a brand new edition of Central Region Now. We will start talking about playoff numbers, playoff implications. We'll have our teams of the week for the other sports and much, much, much more. So I hope that you will join us then. And yes, it was a wake-up call tonight, not just for the Atlee Raiders. I hope nobody thinks I'm singling them out. It was a wake-up call for the Hanover Hawks. It was a wake-up call for all of Hanover County. It was a wake-up call for a lot of teams tonight in week number five. Thanks for joining us. Central Region Now is an exclusive presentation of HCS Media Network, a division of HCS Media LLC, copyright 2014, all rights reserved. Now you beat me at my own game. Now I'm finally sleeping sound.